Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Hey, what's happening, ballers? Welcome to the Week 11 review show. To run through all the games, I've got some randos with me. First up, it's Stormo. How's things, buddy?
Hey, Pitsy, what's happening?
All good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. A bit cold, but not bad.
Yeah, it's getting that way, isn't it? This cold blast's coming.
Yeah, and my wife hasn't preheated the house, so...
what a puss.
Yeah, she's gone up. Exactly. She's gone upstairs and got in the bed with the electric blanket instead. So I'm going to freeze my bollocks off downstairs.
Yeah, fair. You need to put some trousers on.
I've got my trousers on, mate.
Doofy. I thank you also for looking after my family the last 3 days, and to you, Susie. Shout out to Susie as well. Thank you for both of you being legends and looking after my legends.
No worries, mate. You're more than welcome.
Good. Back on the pod since the Halloween edition. It's been that long. Faka is here. Yeah. It's big pimping, baby. Hey, mate.
Evening.
You good?
Yeah, good. Just listening to wind. Wind's going mental outside the house.
It is crazy, isn't it? It's really picking up. Mm. We reach down my chimney.
And my missus is staring at me and giving me the loser's look. So I shouldn't realise that this goes out worldwide. So there's people from...
There's people from worldwide that listen to our sweet, sweet music.
Who's on it then? Sorry, who's listened? You don't believe.
We've had Australia, Norway, Germany, Brazil, Singapore... I can't remember.
Everywhere, mate.
There you go. She's shocked. I might send it to her so she can listen to my beautiful voice up there.
Yes.
Oh, she's running.
Love it. She is really running up those stairs.
Has it been since Halloween since you've not been on, Taffy? Yeah.
Yeah, it must be, mustn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, when I was redoing the pod chat, it was Halloween as the my intro, so.
Yes.
I don't
know. And I was the one who started off the mega pods, Anna.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
The mega pods. Sounds cool. Like the megalodons. We're like the megalodons of the pod world. All right, Pitsy, you know what to do, mate. Start this pod off right and drop a beat.
Right, I have just one highlight. The highlight is Robert Salah rock bottoming Wilson to the floor. I don't know if anyone saw this on the replays. But Wilson ended up running off the pitch after a little run, and he ran into his coach, and it looked like he was just trying to protect him. He made it look like he was protecting him, but actually, we all really know that he tried to slam the shit bastard to the floor.
Trying to get him injured, so.
Yeah, exactly. And he basically got wrapped his arm around his chest and then went, bam, straight to the floor.
Puzzler. Wow. Nice.
Missed that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going to say, Thacker, you need to go and try and find it and put it on the chat, but on the last pod, I asked you to do something, and you didn't.
I thought I did. Did I not do it?
No, you didn't do that college... what was it? Running it back and then actually not...
Dropping the ball, yeah.
Dropping the ball over the line and stuff.
Sorry, yes, I didn't find that one, yeah. I did see it. I saw it many times, but I didn't find it. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Well, I found it. I'm going to put it on for you, so you definitely...
To be fair... Finding that video, the new one that you want, is probably going to be very difficult to find. Very niche, that is, isn't it?
Well, I'll find it. I'm going to put it on.
So you're going to do two videos, yeah?
I'll do the two videos. I'll do your job for you, Thacker. It's all right.
Excellent. Should I do singing in between interludes then?
Yeah. That's it. Have you got a highlight, Thacker?
I'm trying to think. I think the highlight for me was my son getting into an argument with his mum because he wanted to stay up for the last 2 minutes of the first game. And in his face, he was like, this could go to extra time so I could stay up even later. Yeah. And she was like, nope, go to bed. And then he spent about 3 minutes of the 2 minutes just walking up slowly and prattling about trying to get upstairs. So I think that's my highlight of the weekend.
Yes.
Good lad. I love the disappointment in their face. Like if Finn is ever watching something and I tell him to go to bed and it's like there's only 2 minutes left. So I was like, well, you'll have to watch those 2 minutes in the morning. Yeah. And they're like, oh, Dad, you're the meanest.
Yeah. I can't get my kicks out of that.
My wife actually did say, she went, oh, 2 minutes. Okay, then. And she timed 2 minutes. And within that 2 minutes, there was no players. it went to 2 minute warning and stuff like that. So she was like, right, you've had your 2 minutes. You're like, oh, no.
That's not how it works. She knows nothing.
So I think that was my highlight. A bit of a personal one.
Love it. Stobo, you got one?
Yeah, I do have one actually. Well, I've got kind of two. Yeah. So one of my highlights was I got a shout out on the flagship 5 yard podcast on Friday, which was quite cool for making it to the quarterfinals in the FFCC. So right. Stott and Murph were discussing just me being a foreigner, really, and being like potential having a fifth different winner. I was still far away from that, but it was nice to be talked about, which was quite cool.
Where are you at with the scores this week? Did you get through?
Well, no, there's another week, so I am, I think, 15 points ahead, but my competition has just lost Burrow as well. Ooh. So now it's down to Gino as his starting quarterback,
and he's a questionable as well.
And he's questionable. I think he'll play, but he's his only starting quarterback.
Ouch!
So hopefully, you know, fingers crossed.
So yeah, exciting. But yeah,
you never know. 15 points is not really a big enough buffer in this sort of league, is it?
No, not at all.
But yeah, we'll just see how we get on. But you know, going in with a lead's better than chasing the lead.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was kind of one that was quite cool, being mentioned in that. And my other highlight is I want to go with a bit of Jason Kelce, because I love a bit of Jason Kelce. I almost love him as much as Travis Kelce. Oof. And I've decided that you know, never mind kickers or people, centers or people. there's this one player, I don't know, well, there's two players almost, and one of them is like, I think Hurts audibles on the line, and Kelce almost like, you know, like a baseball pitcher goes, no, we're not doing that, and like cancels the play. Also, I was like, I don't think you can do that, Kelce. I don't think that's your job. You can't just like a pitcher and say, no, I don't want you to throw your fastball type thing. So yeah, that was quite cool. And then there was another one where peels off, Hurts gives the ball to Swift. Kelce comes round the left, like loops around, and must run about 8 yards to block the wide receiver. To block the linebacker. And then Swift runs past him and gets about 14 yards off the play. But he goes so far for like a center. You're like, he blocks. You just think, oh, standing, you know, two steps. And I'll see if I can find the video. And he loops around and pretty much covers all of the 10 yards that Swift has to run just to put this block in. And Swift makes the yards, which was quite cool. And I was like, impressive.
Right. Get both of those videos. I want to see both. I want to see if you can find the audible, and he says, nah.
I'll see if I can. I saw it on TikTok the other day. I should have just saved it.
Right.
But I'll have a look. That's me.
Winner. All right, let's get to it. Week 11. How did it all go down?
To start week 11, the Fighter Chiefs went up against the Gotham City Rogues. This one was one last hurrah for Ollie before being confirmed out of the playoffs. And Susie made sure to put that asterisk down for Ollie to be out. The game was done by Sunday with a score of 340-170. Granted, Ollie still had game more to play, but there was no coming back. No chance. The final was 340-173, so he got a massive, massive 3 points.
Yeah,
just to make it close. Sending Susie to 6-5 and in fourth place and confirming Ollie being out the running of the playoffs.
Yep. Sorry, Ollie, you are done. Not confirmed a 101 yet, but he's out of the playoffs.
He's not going to be far, is he? I mean, what's his Dobbs?
It's next week.
Quarterback now.
Yeah.
It didn't help that Burrow got injured and scored very minimal points, did it?
And Walker did the same as well, didn't he? Walker got injured early.
Yeah, and it looks like he's done for the week as well.
Yeah.
I believe he can actually play Taysom Hill in the quarterback position at the moment as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, yeah. In sleeper, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. To be fair, like, the way Dobbs is going, he's not a bad replacement, is he, really?
No, Dobbs is good for Minnesota. That was good.
Yeah, he's got a good matchup next week, hasn't he, I think.
Yeah, really good matchup next week.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Ollie or Dobbs?
Oh, sorry, Dobbs.
Yes, Chi Town, isn't it?
Yeah,
Chi Town.
Yeah, he had so many on buys, didn't he? He weren't lucky, was Ollie, with that, but I just don't think he's got the squad to beat many teams as he at minute.
No, I mean, Kenny Walker, he went off, didn't he? He was injured with only 7 points as your main running back. Obviously, Gainwell only came in and did 3 points. Brian Robinson did very well for him, 43 points for there, but then everything else was just, well, Ayuk did all right, 35 points there, but yeah, everything else, 11 points, 4 points, 3 points, 12 points, 6 points. And then
Susie's team's ticking along nicely, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Susie's team is coming on great guns.
Mm. She's getting them some big scores. And obviously, what's his face? Singletary had another big game.
Yeah.
Cook for Buffalo, 39 points. Kittle got 36 points, which is huge for Kittle at the moment.
Yeah, Kittle's also
Kittle is still doing cup like things, which is good for Susie, bad for me.
Mm hmm. But, you know, Stephon Diggs,
he's pretty much nothing. He's nothing, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Think about putting, not Ferguson, putting Addison into in a lineup. Or Slayton, which is unheard of.
Did she not start Addison, no?
No, he's on the bench.
He only got 10 points, though.
Yeah.
More than Diggs.
You suck that, Diggs. Because he's technically wide receiver one, isn't he? And I know Dobbs is still figuring it all out, but yeah, it's a big call, that.
Mm.
Who's getting all the ball then? Oh, Hockenson did all right, didn't he?
Yeah, Hock's getting all right, yeah.
Although I don't think all right, a lot of the Minnesota team, I think it was more... this is such a random game, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I've got it's a Gabe Davis in another league, and I'm pretty sure he scored no points this week.
Yeah, he did.
So between him and like Diggs, who is catching the ball for Buffalo? What, are they just running it and not passing it, or passing it to the running backs?
James Cook, he got 39 points, didn't he? So he got 17 carries, but he also got three receptions for 29 yards.
And a TD, catching TD, I think, didn't
he? Yeah.
But that Kincaid, how many did he get? Because someone's getting the fair share of the ball there. Just, even if, what's his face, Cooks, he's still not catching loads. There's only four balls there, isn't it? So someone's catching someone. Someone's getting the volume.
Was it Shakir?
Yeah, he scored a good touchdown.
He had four catches for 74 yards. Oh, no, four catches for 115 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Although one was like a massive one there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big one.
One went for like 79 yards or something.
I suppose if you look at it, Allen only completed 20.
Oh, there you go. Kincaid, he had seven targets, six catches. So he took it all.
Which, Yeah. Kincaid's looking really good, but it's weird because Knox never used to get that volume, did he?
No. Good little play, though, is that.
The running backs as well got six catches. So, is it Ty Johnson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Cook. So, yeah, no one really. I mean, Shakir went off. He got three catches, 115 yards. But it were long distance, wasn't it? It's not. No one's getting the volume, are they?
Yeah. It's a good spreading out to pretty much everyone. So Kincaid seems to be the man of that offense.
There we go. So the Susie moves herself nicely along. Another win for her.
I think that's enough for Susie. I think she's got playoffs for that.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think we've put teams around. I think she'll get playoffs now.
Interesting. Yeah, she's two games above you, by the looks of it.
Mm, yeah.
With three games to go.
Yeah. I think that's enough.
And she's got a favourable matchup as well.
Yeah.
And cool. 300 more points than me as well.
Ooh, don't leave yourself out. I mean, you've got your eyes on the sixth place.
Well, I'm going to I'll drop a spoiler now if you like.
I'll go spoiler.
I am going to make the playoffs.
Ooh.
I'm going to get 2 out of 3 wins. Mark's only going to get 1 win, and I'm going to go in on point score.
Point score.
Yeah. So Mark's going to miss out. That's my spoiler.
Ouch.
That's my spoiler.
Love it. Well, talking about you, Thacker, let's go to the big one. Storm versus Thacker. This one was excellent to watch from afar. Sunday came and went and had the scores at 292 for Thacker and 200 for Storm. Monday was where it all came down to it, and Thacker had Pacheco to play and Stormo still had Mahomes, Kelsey and Swift to go. The final score was 322 to 306. Handing Thacker his 4th win of the season and closes the gap to the playoffs in 7th place. Stormo goes 6-5 now in 5th place. That was a nuts game. To go from 200 points to 306, that was pretty good going, Stormo. You closed that gap massively.
Yeah, I thought with Pacheco still to play, it was probably too much. Because I was like, Swift and Pacheco probably even each other out on 100 points for Kelsey and Mahomes. It's not unheard of, but it was just going to make it tough. And then, you know, I was proper slagging off my team. But at the end of the day, I think they were like the 3rd highest scorers. So it's probably been a bit too harsh on them. Because as I say, it was just a good matchup, wasn't it? So
Yeah, it was a good game, was this? 322 to 306. Quite a high score. In fact, I think that was the highest scoring little double act.
Yeah.
And it was pretty evenly matched. And I was pretty much saying, like, we've been down this road before. If your defense scores well, yeah, you can make it very tough for the opposing team to win, can't it?
Well, first player, wasn't it? That first tackle.
Yeah.
You're just like,
exactly, mate, yeah.
Sorry, Jets. You're not going to get anything from this game, are you?
No.
I mean, when I was watching it, I thought, because I think Tua dropped 12 points, I thought I could do with those 12 points.
Yeah.
I really thought with Mahomes and Kelsey. But this is what happens when Swift doesn't turn up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When Taylor's not there. So that's it. So let's make sure she doesn't go to any more games.
Well, they were supposedly going to have a family meet-up. Like, her parents were going to come and meet Kelsey's mum. But then they cancelled it last minute, didn't they?
Good.
That's a bit mean, isn't it?
Yeah, weird. Who knows? Yeah, no, both teams scored really well. You had some that kind of lost you some points. Stormo had some scores that lost him some points. Solid players all around, kind of getting some extras as well.
Yeah, like Jones getting injured didn't help.
No.
Yeah.
You hate that. He's like, come on, dude. They weren't doing too well anyway. Like, for once, the run defense of the Chargers actually held out. And everything else didn't, but no one scored many runs. And then, yeah, Jones went off. I was like, God damn it. He's my main RB with Chubb down.
Yeah.
It didn't help. Never helped.
You've got Herbert back, and I think 24 points is solid for his first game back after having an injury.
And he seems to get like four men we know have got the lion's share and pretty much all the runs in Chicago, and Herbert outsnapped him quite a bit. So hopefully it's good things for things to come.
Yep.
Yeah. I had Pino Grigio in all the way through the week. And I took him out last minute. I thought, I'm going to have to take him out. I don't think he's going to get much.
Mm-hmm.
And then Uzi went down injured, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap.
33 points on your bench.
Yeah, straight away. I'm like, okay, thanks for that.
Because I had Walker in another league, and I was like, God damn it. Because like, as soon as I saw him go down, I was like, oh, struggled in that league. And I was like, oh, God, Pino Grigio is going to come on and get all the points.
It were quite early as well, wasn't it?
It was really early.
Yeah. But I didn't. I felt my team did well this week. They turned up, which is good. And close
your game, team's a bit like Susie's, really, Thaki, where you'll have 1 week where you're getting 322 points like you've done this week, and then the next you'll end up getting 240, and you kind of go, oh, where was that? What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's always been my wide receivers, I think. I've always had good running backs, but then if I have anyone who's off, my bench is just not strong enough.
Yeah.
At all.
It's a bit like, in fact, there's Rob, Susie, and Stocks that have got, and yourself, have got some turbulent teams that go up 1 week and then crash back down the next. And you kind of like, come on, I want a bit of consistency here. What's going on?
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm struggling with the fact that I've got Tony, Sky Moore. Do you know what I mean? I've just got rid of two tight ends, but I've got two wide receivers who, for some reason, just can't seem to catch the ball.
No, they did so bad, didn't they? Chiefs catches.
That was a drop of a cent. Well, besides I thought the Chargers drop was pretty bad, but then I watched that one. I was like, oh God, that was a bad drop.
Yeah.
So I need them to be off on a different team, really, because I think, well, I don't think about Tony. I don't think Tony's going to do much now. But I think Sky Moore could do a lot if he's got someone who trusts him. And I just don't think Mahomes trusts his wide receivers.
Yeah.
He'll go to Kelce all day long, but
Kelce can't do it all himself.
Yeah, that's it. Teams are realising that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Taking it away from him.
And that's probably the issue with the Chiefs, isn't it? They're missing that star wide receiver. So,
mm-hmm.
You look at there would have been a couple of throws way downfield that Tyreek Hill would have been there catching, and that's how they got those scores. And they missed it. Last season they managed to do without Tyreek because Kelce was on drugs somehow, I think. He was on one massively, and he was absolutely amazing, not dropping a thing, absolutely beast mode. But then, obviously, the beast mode's not happening this year.
No, he's gone off a bit, hasn't he? But the team needs someone just to make that extra bit of yards further forward, like your Tyreek Hill, like you say, who can make something happen.
Yeah,
and then it gives Kelce a bit more space, which then gives other wide receivers more space.
I'm not entirely sure why they went for MVS, because he couldn't catch a thing at Green Bay. So why do they think he was going to catch anything? He's got the pace, but
can't
fucking catch.
Chosen for that pace, didn't they?
Yeah,
kind of replace the Hill pace, but Hill can catch where old MVS can't.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, there you go, Thaki. You get yourself still in the mix there with that win, 4-7. Stolo, you lost a little bit there.
Yeah, making my last couple of games challenging.
Yeah, exactly. Well, moving on.
Cool. So next up, we have another game that waited for Monday night to get a clear winner. The Finn Deluzers went up against the newly shaved Ballers, and this one was close after Sunday with a score of 224-213 in favor of Dan. Rice and the Chiefs D left for Dan as Stocks waited on AJ. Turns out we're also waiting on AJ, and the final score was 273 to 216 in favour of Dan, moving him to 4-7 and in 8th, and Stocks doesn't get his star just yet. Blue now, sorry, my dog's biting my feet. Doesn't get his star just, gets 3 now. He's in 3rd and on 7-4.
Yeah, that star's just was slightly out of the way at the moment.
Just taunting him, innit?
Yeah.
Teasing.
Still 7-4. Damn good score.
Yeah, compared to how he has been, yeah, all day long.
Yeah,
but I mean, 216, like I say, it's one of those where last week he was getting over 300, getting himself some wins, and then this week he's just disappeared, and Dan has managed to get him sneak another win out of somewhere.
Ruining his pick chances. Oh, not that he's got his pick anyway.
it says on the app that Dan should have got 222. That was his target. They got 274, while Stock's target was 326. So they've just both just flip-flopped there, haven't they?
Ah, yes. Flip and flop. I like it. Now, funnily enough, after Stocks last week mentioned those kind of scores and saying that they're really close. So, yeah, he's obviously failed him this week. For 216 to instead of 326, so yeah, that's not good, is it?
Yeah. I mean, Wilson getting minus points, that's just...
Don't help, does it?
No.
I love a good minus pointer.
And he caught balls as well. Usually it's minus points because they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
He actually did a bit.
caught two passes for 4 points. But if fumble lost was minus 4 points, then the actual fumble itself minus 2 points. So, yeah. And times.
Is it looking like a Chan is injured his same knee again?
Yes.
That's what they're saying. Sorry. That's what they're saying. Yeah, it landed on the same knee, but they don't know if he's going to be out or not. They don't know how long he's going to be out for.
A limited practice this week.
Yeah. I think Friday's probably going to be too early for him, I think.
Yeah.
I think if we're playing Sunday, he'll probably play, but I think they'll probably... And it's Jets as well. Jets are shit.
Yeah, Jets are.
Yeah.
They, when did you say they were playing?
So we're playing Friday night game, yeah.
Oh, the Black Friday game, yeah.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Ooh, that's nice for us to watch.
So 3 on Thursday, 1 on Friday, and then our rest Sunday.
Like the Washington Dallas, that's the 9th. Oh, we'll get to that on the preview pod.
Yeah,
we're jumping ahead here, guys. Jumping ahead. That's my fault. Apologies. Where were we? Oh, we were talking about Dan's team getting a win.
Yeah, it's good performance from Purdy, isn't it? He's done well.
I think that's all his wins seem to be connected to Purdy getting some points.
Yeah,
because the rest of his team didn't. Like, you got Samuel 2 points, Mayer's got 13 points, Schultz got only 15 points, Rice only got 12 points, Tajay Spears only got 16 points. So there's loads in there that you kind of normally you wouldn't be getting anything. Kansas CD got him 37, so kind of picked him back up again, really. But it was all on Purdy getting himself a win.
There was no one on his bench as well.
Yeah. It massively doesn't help Stocks having a Chane only getting 3 points and minus points for Wilson. No, you're never going to get a good score. No. And obviously his tight end, Andrews, went out injured as well, so that's a 5-pointer there. And then A.G. Brown, we're still waiting for him to catch a ball. Two points for that. So it's just all of his kind of main players that usually get him some good scores just didn't turn up.
Yeah, and he had Ridley on bench as well, but I mean, I'm just looking. I don't know where you'd put him in. I don't think Ridley would have got into that team, would he?
Well, that's it. Like, especially the way that he's been playing at the moment, where it's so up and down. Like, you're never going to put Ridley in over AJ Brown, are you? And, I wanted to actually say this. So, you know, when we were talking about it on the pod last week, he put AJ Brown in between the two tight ends, and I said to him last week, you need to have your two tight ends together And that's how you get his, that's how you get his points. And he said, no, we're going to be all right because we watch. We don't split your ends because it's too far away to play with. All right. Yeah. And we said this to Storm last week, and his score was rubbish between his two tight ends. And that's what happened. So
don't split your ends, mate. Rob, put that on one of them sayings.
Yeah, them t-shirts. Got to get your tight ends together or they're too far away to play. You end up playing with yourself in the middle and getting nothing.
As per usual, standard Saturday night. Sunday night.
So do you think he's going to change it? Do you think he's going to change it this week? So then
I mean, he didn't listen to me last week. And look what happened.
Because is it superstition now? And now he's got to do it for him to get the stars again.
Right? Must be.
Well, he can't put Andrews in, so it depends on whether he's got another tight end to put in.
He did, didn't he? Didn't he have three at one point?
He had Logan Thomas on, didn't he?
Because is it Andrews IR as well, or done for the season?
He's undergoing surgery.
Season ending generally, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of these players, right, that they've just got an out at the minute. They just need to stop messing about and put them on IR. So
just
I can move
put
them
on IR, so yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you can put out an IR still.
You can.
Depends on which, not all leagues. Depends on some leagues allow out.
Right, well, in this league, you can.
There's only one important league. Come on, let's face it.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, mate.
I needed someone and I needed space. I was like, I don't want to drop him, but I know Burrow's out. So I was just, can you just put him on bloody IR so I can get a new QB? And now
I'm waiting for Burrow to put him on IR.
Bastards.
There you go. Well, you've been warned, Stocks. So just remember that for next time.
Don't split your ends.
Andy was right. All right. All right, our fourth game was the Hammerbarn Feather Ones against Rolling with Mahomies. Mark set a score of 292 after all his team had played before the Monday night game. Simon had a score of 274, so it wasn't too far off before Monday night. And he had a nice stack of Hurts and Smith to make his final score, 331 to 292, giving Simon his ninth win of the season. And Mark drops to 5-6, staying in sixth place. He had the right wide receiver, didn't he, on his Eagles team?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
This game's crazy, the fact that both quarterbacks have only got 30 points and they both got almost 300 points. That's quite crazy, that, isn't it? Because you'd expect more from your quarterbacks, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you're wanting that big 300 plus, you need a big score from your quarterback, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, 40-50, don't you? But
massive thing that helped Mark out was his 56 from his D. But then Simon matched it with a 48 with the Washington teams also.
They weren't too far behind. And Mark's player that he gave Simon came back to bite him. Mixon got like 40 points, 42 points.
42 points, yeah.
And what was the player that he got in return?
Warren.
Where did he put him? Oh, he got 38. It wasn't too bad then.
Yeah.
I think in my next trade, if I ever trade a top player, I'm going to put a clause in it that player's not allowed to play against.
Not allowed to play against you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to go in. I'm just going to think about it. I'm not like got any trade in the plans or in the pipework kind of things, but that's definitely going in. Said player may not play against me for one season.
And you can, yeah, you have to buy it for like 15 fab or 50 fab or whatever. The clause is you've got to put some fab in to make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Official deal.
Nice. Yeah, some good scores all around. McCaffrey still got himself a nice 47 points for you. Big scores like that. I mean, Saquon back with 50 points as well. Huge. Like, that's 100 points just from two players.
Plus and then 40, with the defense, 40 you're talking
with a D. Yeah, I mean, it's almost 50 points for the. So, yeah.
And then Mixon and Edwards give you another 70.
Another 80 points. Yeah. Easy peasy. And then zero as well. Ito Smith is tight end, 0 points. He still managed to get 331 points.
He just picked up that new tight end, isn't he? He's picked up the one from That's taken over from Andrews. Ilkley. Is it Ilkley or something?
Oh, yeah. Likely.
Likely. Yeah.
Likely. Isaiah Likely. He's dropped Smith as well, hasn't he? He's just dropped him tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah. He was shy of tight end now. He should be okay, I think. Well, we hope.
I was going to say, you've let a few go. You've got Gesicki and Everett.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I had someone on IR, and I'm just getting sick and tired of having the same two. Just too many tight ends. I'm just not scoring points. So
you didn't have your two tight ends together, mate.
Mm. Oh, well, I can't afford to play two tight ends, can I? Minus 15 points starting off. I can't do that.
Yeah. Bad times.
But this game, like I said, good game, wasn't it? It's good, high scoring game. And even though I've said that Mark's not going to get in playoffs, that's a good score for him. That
he's picked up a few nice weeks. This Mark guy. The fact that he's got five wins this season is fun. It's good.
Yeah. We know he's going to choke at some point, though.
But he's coming. I'm telling you, he's going to get one more win. That's all.
He's doing that false sense of security where it's like, oh, my team's getting some good points. 292. Yeah, it's really good, but goes up against the wrong teams to do it, and then so.
Yeah.
Nasty. Right, Stormer, finish us off.
Finally, we have the Strong Side Cornbread, that's your team, Pity, going up against Rob's Thornley Hornets. Unfortunately for Rob, this game was already completed before Monday. After posting 236, all played. Pity had passed that with 294 and still had his Chiefs kicker to play. The final score was 302 to 236. Taking Pity to 10-1 and Rob to 3-8 in ninth.
Yep.
Strange week for Rob because he went nuts last week. Didn't he get almost 400 last week and then like half that this week?
Yep. His team blowing hot and cold. I mean, it's just not fair for him, is it? He put in CJ Stroud again, so I think that was a good move. Especially when, Herbert got him 59 points and Lawrence got him 65 points, but he's got three amazing quarterbacks there. He's going to have himself an issue where he just doesn't know which one to play each week.
Yeah, mate. It's my favourite issue not to have.
It'd be worth putting one on trade block or two, both of them on trade block and see if he can get something for him.
I wonder if he's going to wait until he sees if he's out of the running or not.
Yeah.
Because, Stroud, I don't even know who you were trading that, to be honest. He's just traded for Herbert, but that's too many.
I was going to say, he's just got Herbert, yeah. So.
It's too hard a decision that to make every week. I'd be pulling my hair out.
He had a lot. I mean, he had his main running back out. Taylor was out, wasn't he? So he had to put in some spare.
Yeah.
Doubt
it. And Henderson's just been waving as well, hasn't he? He had a good little run with him.
Oh, so weird.
It was like 32 points, 27 points, 17 and 22. So he's done all right picking him up off the waiver wire. He's been a nice little lad. And then they've just binned him off straight away. As soon as what's-his-face is back.
Yeah, they're like, see you, sucker.
Yeah. So it seems really unfair. He's done all right for him.
To be fair, though, six carries, 1 yard. He's not getting much.
Yeah, that's true. How did he get 22 points then? It's his reception, wasn't it?
Caught them all.
Yeah.
And a TD. They were lucky as well that it was Jacksonville. Kirk and what's the one called? Talked about him earlier. Wide receiver.
Ridley.
Yeah.
Ridley went off, didn't he? So yeah. Kirk didn't get much ball. Then didn't get the touchdowns as well. So he wasn't lucky there, but he's too far behind. He's not going to. There were no chance of him catching him.
He had too many teens and 20 scores rather than kind of being up in the 30s and 40s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yours more high 20s, weren't they? And 30s and 5s.
Kicking up. Yeah, ticking over. Well, to be fair, the rest of my team, there was a lot of 14, 16, 3 for Cup, 22 for Matt Sims.
What they're saying on Cap's injury?
I don't know. I think let's see what's gone on from here.
Is it
the first week 12 practice, so it's day to day. Right lower ankle sprain. So it's better than a high ankle sprain, but they seem to be on. I think they're keeping off the pitch where they were for a lot of the rest of the game, thinking, well, actually, he's better off not tweaking anymore, trying to get back in.
Mm.
I've got options to put in. I'm okay.
I'm okay. I'm loving Tank Dell's stat line that he got sacked once.
Yeah. that was annoying. I mean, not that it was a problem, but yeah. He was up at 39, like over 39 points, and he's minus two for a quarterback sack.
Going for a cheeky wrap around with a flea flicker, mate. That's what happened. Yeah.
No, I'm really happy with Tank Dell pickup. Like the way that him and CJ Stroud seem to be loving each other at the moment, which is good.
Well, Stroud's loving all those receivers, to be fair, so they all seem to be getting a bit.
Yeah. Picking out nicely. But yeah, my main guys, Deebo Samuel and Cup, haven't done anything recently. Both been injured. When they come back, they're both not scoring big scores. So I'm having to get my Tank Dells out of the cupboard and put them in and hope for the best.
Yeah, they'd be your bankers, wouldn't they, to get your points, Cup and Samuel?
They were last season. They were getting me loads of points. But
yeah, I guess because they have been injured a lot, the teams have had to change how they play, but change the focus, haven't they? So
yeah.
That's where they've got to come back in now and then show that they've got the fitness to keep going and stuff. And
yeah, that opportunity to get those points again.
Yeah.
There you go. We're still not out of the running yet, though, Rob. Still in it. So, a quick rundown of the table. Gotham City Rogues in 10th. One win to start the game this season, 10 losses in a row to finish up out of the playoffs. Then there's a little kick up to Thornley Hornets, 3-8. A couple of games back still, but mathematically still there. Then in 8th, 4-7, and 7th, 4-7, we've got Dan and Thacker, the flip and flop twin. Love that. Then into the playoffs, you've got 6th places, Mark, 5 and 6. And then 2 teams on 6 and 5 and 5th and 4th. That is Rex City Thunder in 5th and the Fire Chiefs in 4th. Then Stocks in 3rd on 7 and 4. Confirmed playoffs, 6 and 2. That's not right. Confirmed playoffs for Hammerbomb, Father Ones is 9 and 2. And myself, the Strong Side Comrades, in 10 and 1 in first place. Crazy table.
Mm. Yeah, tight in those spots.
That middle section is nuts. The fact that 9th to 3rd are still all over
still
the place.
Still got a chance? You mean I've got a chance?
Yeah.
No, I think Sue's in the US through Stormer. I think it's, and like I said, I think it's between Dan, me, and Mark for last.
I've got the toughest running still.
Have you?
Yeah. So I've got to play Stock, Simon, and someone else. I've got a tough little matchup.
See, I've been lucky because the teams I've got to play are all below me.
Yeah.
So they played well last year. I got into playoffs in a last game, but they've all dropped down from playoffs, so I've kind of got lucky with that. While people like Stocks, who didn't get the playoffs last year, he's now up there, isn't he? So he's now playing difficult teams as well, do you know, who didn't get the playoffs.
So, yeah, I've got to play Rob, Stocks, and Simon. So Stocks and Simon might be in the playoffs, but Rob will be fighting, so there's some tough games there.
Yeah, because the Rob game for you is not the last game of the season, so Rob still might be.
Stocks is my last game, but he could really be in, yeah.
Last two games for you have well been tough ones, haven't they? So me and Thacker have taken you out. You lost two in a row there.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then Simon this week. Yeah, so it's a tough ending. So just got to hang in there. But you're right. I think I need to win at least one, I think.
Yeah. I won't win three. I don't think Dan will win three.
Yeah.
So yeah, you need one win.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be tight. You know, it's the best thing about fantasy. You know, keeping it interesting, not no one just
walking away with it.
Yeah, walking away with it. Plus, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
still Dan's time. We got time.
Dan's got to play Sousa. Me. So yeah. So neither of us can get. We can't both a get full. Free. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
Duffer. That makes it interesting.
So I think. Yeah, week 13 is going to be massive if me and Dana win next week.
Find it out for it.
Yeah, yeah. That's if Mark does his Mark things.
What was Simon's stat about week 11? If you win in week 11, you're more likely to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, something like that.
Ooh.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, top two. Yeah, they won. I won.
And Susie wins.
Won. Yeah, Susie won. And Dan won.
Ooh, so eighth and seventh won. Sixth and fifth lost. Third lost. Crazy times. Crazy times. Right, Stormo, give us your champions of the week, please.
Champions of the week. My wife's asleep now, so I can sing as much as I want. Mark and Kate and the boys were over for a sleepover this weekend, and she was telling Kate like how big a losers we are because I sing on the pod. I was like, "Whoa, lady, you really embarrassed me enough that I couldn't sing on the last pod." God damn it! Sorry about that. We will go for the top scoring players, and then we will check the list of how our predictions went.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, so the highest scoring quarterback was T-Law for Rob, 65 points. The second highest scoring quarterback was Jay Herb for Rob, 59 points. And the third highest scoring quarterback was Brocky P for Dan, 58 points.
Ouch.
So, yeah.
The fact that both
Rob played the other one.
Yeah. Rob had the top two scoring quarterbacks and didn't play either of them.
Oh, see, that's too hard.
Right, it's tough, is that?
Because they're all too good. That's the problem. That's what happens when you've got three top 10 quarterbacks in your team. Makes a laugh challenging. High scoring running back was Barkley, 50, CMC, 47, both Simon. Singletary for Susie, 43 points. Wide receiver Hill for Pitts. Ridley for Stocks, 42. And then Tank Dell, 39. Kittle.
Two of the top three. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Kittle, 36 points for Suze. Njoku for Rob, 23. Kelsey for me, 21. It's quite a big drop there between Kittle and the other two.
Yeah.
High scoring kicker, Carlos Santos, free agent, 19 points. And just going off memory, I'm pretty sure he's been the top scoring kicker in this league before as well in these 7 weeks.
Shout out to Tyler Bass, who usually is been told that he's going to be the best kicker all week.
He was up there, wasn't he?
He's up there, yeah. 18 points.
Yeah, take that, Tyler Bass. First thing you've done fucking right your whole life, mate. Got into the prediction properly. although... Aubrey, I think, was the highest predicted kicker last week.
It won Bass last week, no.
Ah, so that's why. Don't put Bass in it, then he'll score some points.
He's in my team.
Highest scoring defense, 62 points for Thacker. Giants, free agent, 61 points, and the Cowboys with 56 points.
Yeah, the Bills got the top mark there, didn't they? After destroying the Jets. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So right, give us who. What were the? We'll go
high score of players on the bench first, or the non-starters.
Oh yeah, sorry. Apologies. Yeah, jumping.
No, it's because I went that way last time. The way you've just gone last time. So T-Law on the bench, obviously 65 points. Mr. Pino Rose for Thacker, 33 points.
Mm-hmm.
Ridley for Stocks, 42. Cade Otton, tight end, 15 points on my bench. Susie left Myers on the bench, 16 points kicker. And Mark finally got the right defense because he left the Niners on his bench, who scored 35 points.
Yeah. Well done, Mark. Good effort.
Well done. Well done. So, yeah, here we go. The predictions were...
So go through the quarterbacks first.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I said Hurts. Pitsy said Dobbs. Stock said Goff and Tua.
And none of those are in the top nine.
None of those in the top nine?
No. Wow, or top eight. Sorry, top eight on my list that are in front of me. None of them make that list.
Okay, we're real good at this. Okay. running backs, I said Aaron Jones. Fucking, that's what happened then.
You did.
And Pitsy, you said Gibbs, and Stock said Swift.
Swift makes slightly, he makes the actual list in front of me, but in eighth place.
No, it has to be top five to get a point.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I, for wide receiver, said AJ and Cup, who both failed. So,
you put both the jinx. I'm not having any, you need to stop playing players because you killed both of those two.
So I killed Jones, Cup, and AJ. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
My bad. You said Lamb?
Nope, he's not on the list.
Oh.
Amon Ra for Stocks?
He makes it in eighth place.
Oh, God, he's not on the list either.
Stocks has been choosing eighth place for everyone at the moment.
I was about to say one, yeah, that's his number.
He's drafting it, yeah.
So then we've got, you put... Trey McBride. No, I put Trey McBride, sorry. Yeah, you put Dalton Schultz, and Stocks went for Cole Kmet, tight end.
Right. So, Trey McBride, he is sixth on the list.
Oh, gosh. Closest one so far. Schultz?
Doesn't make the list.
Kmet?
No, doesn't make the list.
Okay, kickers, we've gone for Butker. No, I've gone for Elliott. You've gone for Butker. And Stocks has gone for McPherson.
McPherson, eighth on the list.
Mate,
others don't make it.
God's sakes, well done, Stocks. That's cool. Every player that's got eighth.
Eighth place.
And then, Pitsy, you chose the Washington football team, and then you chose the Browns, and then you changed to the Lions. I chose the Browns. Stocks chose the Dolphins.
Right. So, in fourth place, Washington coming. Who else did I say?
The Browns.
They don't make the list. And then who did I say?
The Lions.
They came seventh.
Oh,
I got two on the list. I don't get the points for Washington coming fourth, though, do I?
No, you don't. Not when you change your mind five times.
And who did everybody else say?
Stock said Dolphins.
No, they're not on the list. Oh no, wait, they're eighth.
Yeah.
I'm being actually serious right now. They are eighth on the list. 33 points.
Kicker, eighth tight end, eighth defense, eighth receiver, eighth running back. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Stocks, you need to go put a bet on something to do with an eighth somewhere this weekend.
Somewhere, yeah.
So yeah, we've got a big fat 0 points this week. So well done, team. Proud of you.
Do you know what?
We did really well.
Do you know what? I like this feature. I think what we need to do is we need to make like a Google
Doc.
Like a spread. Yeah.
Yep. And do it every week next year. And we can see who actually gets the best score.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
And do Rob can get
a spreadsheet.
If you get first place, you get 5 points. And to go down like that.
Yeah.
1 point for fifth. And then you're out.
Yeah. We can all do
just
it.
Just for podcast peeps or the whole league?
I think the whole league. I think it'd be good to do it for the whole league.
Everybody can put their own, because it's a Google Doc spread. You can and edit your own predictions, okay?
Well, What about this then as well? Whoever wins, like, gets the best points, gets pick 4 or 1. You get an extra pick.
One extra pick.
Yeah, 4 or 1 in the draft.
Oh, interesting. Like, we'll put it out to the team.
I don't want 4 or 1, but I like the idea behind it.
Well, I could see they get 1 or 1. Could I? That's unfair and duffer.
Maybe you get 10 fab.
You can have my 3rd round pick.
Oh, what about 108? Since that always gets passed about.
I've got a lot of feeling for 108, so you know that.
Maybe Stocks is getting the 108 this year.
Yes.
There. Right. Love that. That is week 11 in the bag. Let's do it. Let's go straight into week 12, ballers. It is
12, week 12.
Three games to go. Stomo, I know the answer to this, but have we got any bye weeks this week?
Well, Pitty, I'll have you know, we have 0 bye weeks in week 12-0.
Like it. It's a small breather out there before the big bye week of 13. And it's because it's Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, nice.
So that'll be exciting for Dan. He gets himself a nice Thanksgiving time, a little schnibble on.
But turkey,
I don't know what he does. He'll have to let us know in the comments what he does for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I want a picture. I want a picture of our food. And
he's going to be in his swimming pool, isn't he, with a turkey leg.
Yeah.
If he doesn't eat any pumpkin pie, I'm going to be disappointed as well.
If he doesn't send us a picture of him in the swimming pool with a turkey leg in his mouth, then he's failed at Thanksgiving, to be honest.
Yeah.
I third that. I think that is like his initiation to come back into the league next year.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that's getting initiated.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's get to it. This week's matchups. How do they look?
Oh, there's a lot of good matchups this weekend, I tell you. So, first one is, we'll start off with a big game between Rolling with Mahomelies and the newly shaved Ballers. Mark needs a win to keep himself in the playoff spot. And Stock's probably just one win away from that all-important playoff star.
Oof.
Oh, damn. Go on,
I don't know when these two last played each other. I couldn't find it on my computer when I was doing everything because it doesn't show you. Stupid thing.
Yeah, the computer's stupid for that. Mine's not even bringing up the bench points, so I had to go on my phone to check the bench points.
Oh, it was week one. These two played each other in week one. Is it Rolling Homies versus Newly Shaved Ballers? Is that what you just said?
That's the one.
So Mark got the win in week one, 240 points to 216.
Oh, wow. Okay. Low scoring.
Yeah.
What's the percentage at now?
The prediction is 286 to 300. In
Stock's favor. Close one.
Yeah. In Stock's favour. So the percentage is 53 to 47.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
That could go either way, can't it?
Yeah. I've got Stocks to win this, but I need him to. But it's going to be close. I think this could be a good match, this.
I think for me, that's a better result for me too, to be honest.
Yeah.
You need that breathing room, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the matchups I've gone for in this one, I've gone for Bijan versus Gibbs. So you're talking running back one versus running back two in this year's draft. Then I've got it for Keaton Mitchell versus Achane. So another, rookie running back.
Rookie mix.
And then I'm sticking with the rookie theme, and I've gone for Kincaid versus Laporta.
Nice. We're talking
tight end one and tight end two. So,
Good tight ends.
Yeah.
He's at the moment, he's only got one tight end in, hasn't he, Stocks?
Yeah, Ridley straight in.
Put Brown and Ridley in.
By the time he listens to the pod, he'll have his two tight ends together. Don't worry, I've got a good feeling.
Yeah. Well, it's whether he's putting in Logan Thomas or not, but it's a Thursday night game, so
yeah.
No, I think he's chose the right team there. I think he's chose the right team. My only concern is if Achane is out injured, who's he going to put in instead? Kelly? But he'd have to do that as soon as, wouldn't he? He'd have to be on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes a bit early, Danny, when he's not pointing, so it could be if it's I suppose we've got a game at like 6 o'clock, haven't we?
Oh, yep. Sorry. His game's the game's Friday, isn't it? So he's got till Friday.
He's got Friday, yeah.
Yeah. And it's 8 o'clock over here, so what would it be over there?
It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because we've got this, we've got the 6, 9, and the one PM tomorrow, or the 1 AM game. So yeah, we've got a good match, good list of games the next 2 days, and then an 8 PM game Friday. Banger.
Yeah.
And then all the Sunday games too. Loving it. Loving this week. Beautiful. Not that I'm going to see any of the games whatsoever. Yeah. But...
You've got cuddles. You've got to have cuddles, mate. Yeah,
we'll talk about them next week, mate. Don't worry. You'll be okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. Sweet. Right, good luck with that one. Next up, we have the Thornley Hornets going up against the guest tonight, Generals. Both teams are just outside of the playoffs, but still have a chance, especially with a few teams close by losing last week as well. It went in your favour, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, big game this. Both teams needing a win to kind of get them just that ever slightly closer to those playoffs. I think... Do you reckon if Rob loses this one...
Yeah, Rob's out if he loses this
one. Yeah, I think so.
I think as well. I think if I lose it, I'm out as well.
Too far back, isn't he?
Yeah. It's not mathematical. It's not mathematically out.
Yeah.
But it's a bloody damn hard slog, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in this league.
Yeah. Yeah, if Mark wins as well, he's definitely out.
Actually, well, yeah, if Mark wins then and Rob loses, then that is mathematically out.
Yeah.
Which way is this way going, Zach?
So it's in favour of me at minute 57 to 43, 302 to 270.
So it could still has a potential of being high scoring, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They've got two are quite low, I think, for they've got less than 40 at minute.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should be getting more than that. But no, when you look at either side, it's very close. He's got Taylor back as well, which is going to help him.
Yeah. And funny enough to Taylor, so the matchups I've gone for are Stroud versus Tua. Oh, don't you worry. Stroud versus Tua. If he plays Stroud, we don't know, but I think it's, you know, the hot potato right now. So it's another tough decision. JT versus Chardonnay, because potentially Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio is the RB1 for the Seahawks this week.
Mm.
And then I've gone for DK on your team, attacking his old master. And then his matchup is going up against Evans.
Oh, I thought you'd gone with Kirk since it's the battle of the trades.
Yeah, I went for Kirk, but I thought about Kirk, but because of his game last week, I was like, oh God, it's too hard to pick between them. I know Ridley's been out of sorts and Kirk's been the main man, and then last week just threw me off. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
So I went for Evans. I was reading a stat today, something about like if you compare Evans' stats since he started to Devontae Adams, they're actually better, but Devontae gets talked as a better receiver.
Mm.
And I'll see if I can find the thing and I'll pop it in, because I was like, we know that Evans has done that, but like he's got like 8,000 yard seasons or something, hasn't he? Or nine, whatever it is, whatever his record is. But like the stat lines are pretty impressive. But I think whoever put that out, I don't think anyone disses Evans' capability, but most people would say that Evans or Devontae is a better receiver.
He's kind of been on a forgotten team with Tampa, though, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's not flashy either, is he? He doesn't like mouth off or out, does he? Devontae Adams is very vocal about him being wide receiver one type thing, but Evans doesn't seem to do that.
Yeah, especially when he was used to be with Rodgers as well, and that type of quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing I read is that the Jets are potentially going all in to get Devontae to New York next season.
Yeah. They've been about that all year, haven't they?
Yeah.
I wonder whether it is true or whether it's just like they're just putting two and two together at media and they keep saying it.
Yeah. Could be, you know.
But Evans is up for contract next year, isn't he?
Yeah, he's old now, though, isn't he? So he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
So
he's still a good player, really.
Oh, he's a massive, massive player. You know, you're getting 1,000 yards out of him, but it's whether, I don't know, whether the age. And I think the issue is the quarterback. Who's going to throw to him? You don't want to pay him all that money if you're going to have, say, for instance, some Mickey Mouse throw to him. So,
yeah. But then maybe a good rookie contract, someone, do you know what I mean? Like Shroud or something. Spending that money on.
But you can pay your other players more because you've got. You're in your first 4 years with your rookie, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell you what, Chiefs could do with him.
Chiefs would, he'd be great at the Chiefs.
Yeah, he would, yeah. Ugh, they hope he don't.
Week five saw Thornley Hornets versus the Generals, and it was 195-241, so a huge scoring game, though, in favour of the Generals.
Oh my word, I won. Bloody hell.
Both those two games we just talked about were duds in the other match.
Yeah.
So yeah, next up we have the Pfizer Chiefs going up against the Finder Losers. Finder Losers. Every game at this point in the season is important for, and a win for both of these obviously gets them a step closer to the playoffs. Finder Losers. Who's this? Who's this in favour of?
You won't be surprised that it's Susie.
Oh no.
61-39. It's a big difference. 303 points, 253.
That's quite a big difference.
This was a week three matchup. 287-305 in favor of Dan.
Oh, close that. That was close.
Yeah.
Very close. So matchups I've gone for in this one, I've gone for Tony Pollard. I know I put that thing in about Tony the other day, but he had quite a good game, to be fair. So must have been on the Cowboys chat that was slagging him off. Gone for Pollard versus Monty. I've gone for Puka versus London. Puka could be a great shot, specifically if Cup's out. And Kittle is probably the tight end one the past 3 weeks. Definitely is the tight end one going up against Schultz. And Schultz having a great time with his little young gun in Texas. For the Texans.
Yeah, good luck, team.
Look at Dan's bench. There's not much to come on. So I was just wondering if he hadn't done his team yet. But
well, he's waiting for... Williams is off injury. So that's why What's-His-Face got binned off at the Rams. Because
Kyron
Williams is back. And he was scoring you 30 points, 40 points, 50 points.
Yeah.
So if he comes back exactly how he was playing, that could be good news for Dan.
Yeah. It's just who he drops. Does he drop Alligator or does he drop Spears?
You can't. Oh, yeah.
I think he'll go with Algier, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Odell Beckham because he's questionable as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got Pitts back as well, whether he puts Pitts in. Because he won bye week last week, wasn't he, I think?
Yeah, he was.
So it could be closer. I might have given a bit of injustice there, but...
Who knows? These games are always crazy, and they're two very topsy-turvy teams, aren't they? So
Yeah.
Anyhow. Right. We have a massive game near the top. It is Rex City Thunder versus the Hammerbound Feather Ones. Stormo has lost two in a row, though, sucking him close to the bottom of the playoffs rather than going higher. So Simon has already got his confirmed spot in the playoffs, but he'll also be wanting to get that bye week. Big game here. Big game.
Yeah, it's my bogey team, isn't it, as well?
It is.
Which doesn't help that he's near the top either. Yeah, man.
This is a week one game as well. 302 points to 320 points in favour of Simon.
Another close one, wasn't it? Interesting. Yeah.
341 to 308 in favour of Simon at minute. 56 to 54.
Yeah, if anything, Simon's team's got stronger. And my two RB1 and wide receiver one are sitting on IR. So that's where those extra points have fallen away. But should still be good. Should still be a good match. Yeah. I've gone for Amon-Ra, Adams and Waddle against Lamb, Smith and Johnson. So the wide receivers going at each other.
Waddle hasn't done much, has he?
No, it's been average.
Yeah, he keeps getting a little injury, doesn't he? And I think he's just been in himself and he's not getting the volume like Hill is.
Yeah, I was looking at a stat, like, I don't know if I wasn't looking at a stat, I was looking at the leaderboard type thing. And I've actually seen that Flowers is actually ahead of Waddle in the wide receiver count, which is like, yeah, I don't, you know, Flowers has been in and out of my team and Waddle I've just generally started, to be fair. But yeah. There's Hill took a knock, so, you know, could be more, mean more for Waddle this week, don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to be a good battle this match. I think it will be a high scoring one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to see the big games like that. Although, whoever loses when they've got a high score, that's a bitch to take, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right, finishes off then, Stomo.
So, finally, we have the strong side Cornbury going up against the Gotham City Rogues. One more win takes Pitty into a bye week, and depending on the other results, one more loss for Ollie could mean confirmation of the number one overall pick.
Yeah, so quite a game really to confirm certain things.
There's a lot on it, isn't there?
Yeah, this is old school Duffer. This is 30% to 70.
Yeah, that is pretty.
Oofed.
Yeah, 100 more he, points.
Last time I played him, it was week two. He ended up getting 295 points.
Well,
yeah. I mean, I still beat him 338 to 295, but that was his. So after he won in the week in week one, he then came up against me in week two, and then that kind of started his 10-game losing streak. So you never know; he might end up finishing his 10-game losing streak against me. So
I don't know. I can't see it. Gainwell, Walker.
Yeah, it's too far out, I think.
Yeah.
Walker's out for as well. That's a Friday morning. Well, Friday morning for us, it's a Thursday night. The Thursday night Thanksgiving game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, the matchups I've gone for in this one, I've gone for Jackson versus Dobbs. Both, you know, QBs playing some really good ball at the minute. I've gone for Debo versus Ayuk, obviously, because it's team versus team. And then I've gone for you. Pick Dell for you, Pitsy, and I've picked Pickens for Duffa, because could Pickens be the one now to, you know, finally slay you
kick
and score some points against you? So that would that would hurt you, I know that would.
Does it mean that then the Steelers are actually balling out without the dickhead that was our OC?
Who knows? In Canada.
I'm happy if Canada go with Canada out. If Steelers then turn around and have this high powered offense, well, I don't think we do. But if they do, then I'll be happy with picking scoring lots against me this week. They're against Cincinnati as well, which they've got a good D. Granted, they don't have a quarterback now, but
well, neither do you. So it should be a fucking great match.
Yeah, very true. Wait. There we go. Matchups are all set. Mr. Big Stuff, please, Stormo.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Who do you think you are?
that was good, mate.
Thank you.
So higher scoring predicted players are Mahomes, Hurts, and Dak, CMC, JT, and Eckler. Cup, Amon-Ra, Mr. Lamb, Kelsey, Hock, Engram, Butker, Kicker of the Week, and defenses are Chiefs, Dolphins, and Titans. So Dan will be loving that.
Interesting.
Games to keep an eye on. So Thanksgiving Day, you've got the Packers and the Lions. Commanders. We need to
give people the times so that they can remember. So, yeah.
I don't fucking know the times, dude. I think I'm saying them in order of the time. So, the Packers and the Lions is the early game.
Yep, 5:30. Well done.
Yeah. The Commanders and the Cowboys is the 9 o'clock game.
9:30, yep.
And then the Niners versus the Seahawks is the 1 a.m. game.
1:20, yes. Well done.
There we go, mate. Yeah, you're welcome. And then you got the Dolphins and the Jets on Amazon Prime in America. I don't know. We're probably going to get it on Sky. On 8 o'clock on Friday.
Friday at 8 o'clock, yeah.
Then you've got the Steelers versus the Bengals.
Standard Jags, Sunday game. Yeah.
Jags versus the Texans, Browns versus the Broncos, Chiefs versus the Raiders. I hope that's a draw. Bills versus the Eagles. Ravens versus the Chargers. I think it's the late game on Sunday nights. And then the Bears versus the Vikings. So there's a lot of good games this weekend.
Mm. And you know what? After all of those games in random times, we still have 4 9 p.m. games this week.
And which ones are those ones?
You got Rams versus Arizona.
Nice.
Cleveland, Denver.
Nice.
KC, Vegas.
Nice.
And the best one of the week, Buffalo, Philly.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Sky have already said that it's Jacksonville, Houston out of the 6 o'clock game.
6 o'clock game, which game? Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Oh, that's a good game as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good, that. Yeah.
Okay, then. Thinking about those, who are we going for as your QBs?
Right, here we go. Come on in.
Come on, let's get 20 points this week, team.
It's got to be Dak. It's got to be Dak against Washington.
You're going Dak, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Jackson against the Chargers.
You twat. Don't start putting that voodoo on my players.
You're playing Dapper, mate. You can have as many voodoos as you want and still win.
Yeah, but that's how he loses his ring, isn't it? Jackson out.
Right. I'm going with Goff. No.
You went Goff last week. Mate, I loved it.
No, I mean, that didn't work. CJ Stroud against Jacksonville.
Nice.
He's going to sling that bastard.
Okay. Running backs.
Saquon nice. Barkley against the New England Patriots.
Nice.
Ooh, that's nice, that. I'm going to go Harris for Pittsburgh against Cincinnati.
Ooh.
He's been shit all year, so I'll be impressed if that happens.
And I think
new offensive coach is going to open up.
Yeah. Yeah, in the whole 1 week they've had together, yeah, he's going to be amazing, yeah.
He is the standing OC coach, is the running back coach.
Ooh. Okay, fair enough. There I'll give that to you, mate.
That's like a new that we're going to happen.
He's going to let the dudes loose, yeah?
That's it.
I am going to go... What's a tough one, this? I'm going to go... let me have a look. Mostert.
Interested.
Yeah, Mostert. I'm going to go Mostert because he's going to dick all over the Jets. He is.
I don't know. Jets defense is not bad, though, is it?
He's questionable, is Mostert, though.
He always is. Yeah. He's an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wide receivers?
Wide receivers. Let's have a look.
Who can I jinx this week? Who can I jinx?
Weirdly, fourth on the list of predicted scores is Justin Jefferson, who's on IR still.
Yeah, so I read today that Jefferson says he's going to take his time. So whether he comes back or not, he was allowed to come off IR last week. But I think all the fantasy players are like, Justin, come back. And he's told, listen, dude, I'm not here for you to come back. My health is more important. I'll come back when I'm ready.
Right, I am going. I'm in Ross and Brown against Green Bay Packers.
I'm going to go. God, I don't want to go Lamb because he's against me, so I hope he doesn't score any points.
Well, weirdly, I was looking at that going, do I swap? Do I swap? No, I'm just going to call it and say he's not my pick. But
yeah,
just as a little tease, Lamb is going to do well.
Yeah, they were two I wanted, but I'm going to go bit left field again. I'm going to go Evans for Tampa Bay.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Who are they playing?
Indy.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with a rookie quarterback, Browning, and Chase.
Oof.
Against the Steelers. Just going to go ballsy there.
He's got time to get Chase anywhere downfield.
That's all. That's it. Just run, mate. You run, I'll find you. Tight end.
You see, I was going to go Laporta, but I just realised I've given Amon-Ra that kind of mantle there, so I can't do that.
Didn't you do that last time when you just went for the same team?
Yeah, just everyone on the.
I'm going to go Kittle.
Away with everyone in line.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kittle. Keeps on his run.
Yeah, I don't know, because I always think Kittle doesn't do back to back.
Mate, this is, as you said, 3 games in a row where he's been massive.
That's what she said.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm going balls deep 4 games in a row, mate.
I'm gonna he's that big, he can't reach football deep, mate.
I'm going to have to go for a bank and go with Kelce. I think he's...
He's going to come back, is he, after a shit game last week?
Yeah, I think he'll have Taylor there.
At Vegas, is she on a little tour? She's still touring.
Is she still touring? I don't know.
I'm going to go with Ferguson. He's going to be the man for Dallas against Washington.
Nice. Good. Nice. I've got a bit of a tight end problem in one of my other leagues. I've got Kelce, Kittle, and Kincaid. And no one wants
stick
to
them all
take
in. Put them all next to each other.
No, I can't. I've only got space for one flex and one tight end.
Put those two tight ends together, mate.
I have, and I've been winning. I'm 10-1, but I can't play all 3 of them. Is the issue? No one wants to take one off me because I've got all the best type bloody ends, but no one wants them. I already traded Pitts away, so
I'll take one off you.
You can come get one if you want. Kickers.
Amendola for Houston against Jacksonville.
I'm going to go for the New York Giants kicker. I think that's going to be a terrible game where it's just going to be kick.
Is that Gano?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go for the Steelers kicker. What's his name? Boswell.
Boswell, yeah.
Because that's going to be boring as with Pickett and bloody Browning. Obviously, Chase is going to get 4 touchdowns, but other than that, it's going to be well boring.
He is on waivers if you want to pick him up.
No, I've got a kicker with it. Another one.
You've got to put your money where your mouth is, mate. Pick him up and put him in your team.
Yeah, that should be the forfeit of the server. Whoever does the worst has to then pick that player up and put him in their kicker and put him in their team the next week.
Yeah.
Go on then, defense. Finish it off.
Miami.
Against the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew, tough one.
New York Giants against New England.
Giants?
Yeah, Giants defense against New England.
Okay, and I'm going to go the Niners.
Who are the Niners playing again?
Against Geno.
Against
Geno. Cool.
Written down. I'm going to get loads of points.
Locked in. Yeah, we can't be any worse than last week, can we? God, that was awful.
I don't know. 8th is pretty good. 8 for 8 is great.
When you get all the 8s, thank you.
Nice. There we go. 3 games for Thursday, 1 on Friday, 4 evening games on the Sunday. We are blessed this week. Blessed with football, guys. Blessed with football.
Yeah, and the Premier League's back, so yeah, things are good. Mm-hmm. Emma's going to hate this weekend.
What the hell is Premier League?
Exactly.
What about the, what is it, Papa John's trophy?
Yeah.
Hey, mate, we did really well this week.
I know.
5-1 against Burnley.
Using all your goals up in one match.
Yeah, we are. We need to use them in the fucking league, guys. Come on.
Mate,
when it comes to the Premier League, I am one of those guys that still calls it the Premiership. And it's not been the Premiership for like 20 years.
Yeah, it's not been Premiership for a long time. Finley's one of those. Finley really loves Papa John's, like it's his favorite. Like if we're ever ordering pizza or he wants like a treat meal or like a meal for his birthday, he'll choose Papa John's. So when he saw that there's a Papa John's league, he's like, oh dad, I'm going to join the Papa John's league, when he was playing on FIFA, just because he likes the pizza. So he was playing in the Papa John's cup the other day on FIFA just because he likes pizza from there.
Love it.
Good lad. Good lad. Yeah. Right. Well, good luck this week, boys.
Mm. You too. Happy Thanksgiving to all our American listeners.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. And well done for taking your country back from us.
Yeah. Proud of you.
That's, no, is that Thanksgiving?
Yeah, didn't they take it back from the Pilgrims?
Day.
Yeah.
Is that Independence Day?
I'm pretty sure it had something to do with the Brits raping and pillaging everyone. So, yeah.
What we do best, isn't it?
Who knows? Whatever it is, guys, you guys enjoy in America, you have a lovely day.
Yeah, if you've made it to 90 minutes in, proud of you as well for that. So you deserve some fucking turkey.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say thank you for giving us lots of football. That's
exactly. Well, thanks. Mm. Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. Billy Big Ballers. Gobble, gobble.
That's what she said.